Baker Mayfield. I mean, the story out there that the Browns, I mean, teams have been, you know, playing the waiting game with the Cleveland Browns, and that if Carolina can get the Browns to pay half of Baker's salary, you know, they might be interested. So do you consider Baker an upgrade over Sam Darnold?
Yeah, I do. If the shoulder's well, you know, Darnold's got some ability. He's been all over the place. You know, Mayfield, Mayfield got them in a playoff. Mayfield's had some success. Now, he's been beat up. The shoulder's got to be healthy. The shoulder's not healthy, it's a deal off. But if the shoulder's healthy, which is the left shoulder, you know, yes. I think this is what people have been kind of waiting on, probably Carolina. I would bet some money that Carolina gets this deal done. You know, that Cleveland needs to get him on out of there. You know, they're just kind of – he's not at practice, but he's still on the roster, all this kind of stuff. And this deal with them, you thought it would happen. You know, and you know, how much it ends up being or what the total numbers are, does Mayfield have to take a little bit of a cut or something? I think this opens this deal up for progress, and I think it'll start moving, and I would bet it is Carolina.
Yeah.
You know, the only
don't think he should have to take he's you know, guaranteed that money. I mean, he it's in his contract. So yeah. I don't know. I just think that it's been a waiting game to try to get Cleveland to pay more and more. If they can get Cleveland to pay all of it or three-fourths of it, but even half of it, if that's where they have to settle, I think that's a heck of a deal, Pat, if he's healthy. Like you said, people have overreacted, I think, to a guy trying to play hurt last year.
Now, it's Cleveland trying to get back some picks.
Well, we'll see.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. I would this will be interesting, but I would bet some money it gets done with Carolina. I really would,
because they're taking a lot of you know, salary off Cleveland's hands. You know, So anyway, Pat, CBS Sports. You said they got some over unders out.
They got the Big 12 out for overs and unders. The two that I was obviously most looking at was is OU, and they've got OU at 9.5. Okay, and they got Oklahoma State at 9.0. I'm sitting here looking at OU's schedule, guys, and you know, but this being the transition year, and you know, you don't know what's going on, but you look at this schedule, and you know, UTEP, Kent State, Nebraska's not very good. I mean, if Nebraska gets much better, but they got a long way to go. You know, Kansas State, I got them 3-0 against those three. Now, I got them dropping, and I don't know which one. I got them dropping between Kansas State and TCU. I got them dropping one of those games. I don't know which. I just, you know, that's the easy. I took the easy way out. I got them beating Texas. I got them beating Kansas. I got them beating Iowa State. I got them losing to Baylor. I got them beating West Virginia, beating Oklahoma State, and beating Tech. So I got them at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So I got them over. I got them over CBS's number.
If I had to bet, I'd probably go over 9.5. I'm not here to say they're going to go undefeated or anything. But
well, if you were to look, excuse me, man, if you're looking down here at their non-league and they had Alabama or Ohio State or somebody on there, yeah, it would. And, you know, you got to – I think Sonny Dykes and them will do a good job at TCU, but you got a new staff there. You got a new staff at Tech, you know, and everything. And all, I mean, you know, in Iowa State's – you know, they'll coach the devil out of them, but they've lost that really good crop of guys and everything. You know, Baylor, to me, is, you know, does a really good coaching job, and they'll max out with those guys. They lost the good back and everything, but
they have Baylor and Norman.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
That stuff. So, but I got them over that. I got them over. Craig, what would you have?
Yeah, I would say over. I would. I don't think that OU is all that great.
Right.
But like you said, Pat, you look at the schedule, and so you look at, well, okay, who's going to beat them?
Mm-hmm.
And when you go down the list one by one,
right.
Yeah, I don't come up with the three losses. I don't know who the two are going to be.
I know, yeah, sure. But it's just it's hard to get that. Now, Oklahoma State, you know, they've got them at 9. I got them, you know, beating Central Michigan. This Arizona State is interesting. I got them losing to Arizona State. Now, I don't feel strongly about that, but Arizona State will have about the same kind of players that Oklahoma State's got. It's hard to tell what Herm Edwards and those guys got going on, but just to throw that out there, I got Arizona State beating them. The Arkansas Pine Bluff, they'll win. I got them beating Baylor, beating Tech, beating TCU, beating Texas, beating K-State, beating Kansas, beating Iowa State, losing to OU, and beating West Virginia. So I got them at 10. You know, Central Michigan, Arizona State, Arkansas Pine Bluff. With Arizona State. Now, obviously, Central Michigan, that was that crazy game, before where, Oklahoma State ought to beat Central Michigan every time they play them. Arizona State's a little bit different matter. They'll probably, again, I would imagine they'll be about the same talent level. Again, no telling with that crew out there, and they got, NCAA issues and all that kind of stuff and the whole deal. But, we talk, again, new staff Tech, new staff TCU.
On that one, they got to go to Baylor and to OU. I just think OSU is going to win 9. It says their pick is over 9, plus 110 for over 9. I don't know who it is, Pat, if it's Texas or if it's one of the other games, but I just think, at TCU, maybe at K-State, I don't know. But I think out of TCU, K-State, Texas, they probably lose one of those three. I'm going to say 9 for OSU.
I could, because I'm not a real big home and away guy in football. If you're good. I think Oklahoma State will be about like they were a year ago.
But you do admit they have a pretty tough road schedule, though. I mean, at Baylor, at OU, at TCU, at K-State, I don't know. It just seems pretty tough. Road schedule.
I mean, they ought to be. They'll take a bit of a hit defensively because they had a really good defensive unit. I don't. They lost all the secondary, lost those linebackers, but I think they'll have a representative unit. I mean, Spencer Sanders probably right now is the best quarterback coming back in the league, isn't he? All league guy that's back.
Yes, as far as returning from a year ago to the school. Yes,
right. And he blistered Notre Dame pretty good.
Matt, what do you think? OSU.
I bet over. Because if I bet over at 9. Means I push on 9.
Right.
I'd bet over. I think 9-3, 10-2 is about right for them.
Yeah, Arizona State's a mystery school to me. I mean, they are.
That'd be a key game whether they get to 9 or 10.
It is a big – if they get to 3-0, coming down there, and the right things happen, they're going to have another really good year.
Hey, I was going to say, speaking of this, it's funny, Pat, you brought this up because – I saw something on Twitter yesterday. It got me to laughing. Martinez, the quarterback that was at Nebraska, graduate transfer, went to Kansas State.
K-State. Mm-hmm.
So he had a quote saying, I wanted to go someplace where, I could, win or something along those lines.
Yeah, right.
And Reddit quoted that and said, try explaining to a college football fan in 1990 that somebody, that a starting quarterback – I know I'm pretty sure he's a graduate transfer, but somebody would transfer from Nebraska to Kansas State to say they wanted to win more. Try explaining that to a fan 35, 40 years ago. To boggle your mind.
But. Yeah. I mean, they thank you. Yeah,
Coach Snyder got it rolling. You understand what I'm saying?
All that. All heaven, yes. You've been around. You're an observer of the Big Eight or been around this part of the country for any length of time.
And then you get in a time machine and you say, wait a minute. Now, you're telling me that a starting quarterback at Nebraska is going to transfer to Kansas State, and one of the reasons he is doing so is because he wants to win.
I know it.
It made me laugh.
I know it. And we don't know what. I mean, the Kansas State guys will do a good job and everything, And I would imagine, and I like Frost, but if they don't get 7 plus,
it's now or never.
I think that'll be history. Yeah.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.